With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The House finally approved a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies in a rare Saturday session after months of turmoil. The whole package goes now to the Senate, which will likely pass it as soon as Tuesday. Speaker Mike Johnson has put his job on the line, relying on Democrats to get it through. President Biden's job approval rating, below 40%.
According to the weekly average of polls at RealClearPolitics.com, President Biden's approval stands at only 39.6%. That mark trails former President Trump by 5 percentage points at a similar moment in their first terms. Mr. Biden's two strongest negatives are on the issues of inflation at only 34.5% and on the direction of the country at only 26% approval. These results come ahead of this week's Pennsylvania primary. A Fox News poll indicates both candidates are tied at 48% in a two-person race, with Mr. Trump 2 points ahead in a five-candidate field. George Williams reporting.
The European Union has disbursed about $7 billion to Poland.
It's a part of the 27-nation bloc's post-pandemic recovery fund, the biggest single transfer ever to the country. Poland's former National Conservative government made changes to the judiciary, which the EU said violated democratic checks and balances, and so decided to block the money. The commission announced in February that it would start releasing funds. Officials were confident in promises by the pro-EU Prime Minister Donald Tusk, who took over in December to restore democratic norms. Jeremy House reporting.
The Michigan Sheriff's Department says a young brother and sister died and several people were injured yesterday, some of them seriously, when a vehicle driven by a suspected drunk driver crashed into a children's party. This is SRN News. The Portuguese Catholic Church says it will pay some form of compensation to victims of sex abuse by clergy. The country's bishops' conference has announced the church will set up a fund with contributions from all dioceses to meet the eventual payments. A 2023 report revealed that more than 4,800 people may have been victims of child sex abuse in the Portuguese Catholic Church. More than 500 of those alleged victims have come forward with their stories. Victims will have to submit their requests for compensation by the end of this year. First Lady Jill Biden is trying to rally support for her husband in the LGBT community. She says former President Donald Trump poses a threat to homosexuals and points to Mr. Biden's advocacy for transgenderism in particular. The president, who is struggling with low public approval ratings as well as softening support amongst key groups that backed him in 2020, needs the LGBT vote. This is SRN News. It could be another Emmy for one of the greats in show business.
Dick Van Dyke vying for an historic daytime Emmy at the age of 98. Veteran actor has been nominated as a guest performer in the daytime drama series Days of Our Lives. Van Dyke, the oldest daytime Emmy nominee, producer Norman Lear was 100 when he received his final primetime Emmy nomination in 2022. He died the next year. Van Dyke has won 4 primetime Emmys, including 3 in the 1960s for his classic comedy series, The Dick Van Dyke Show. Jason Walker reporting.
Romeo Castellucci has dropped out of his production of Wagner's Ring Cycle at Belgium's La Monnaie Theater halfway through because, well, they run out of cash. The 4-part cycle is considered opera's most ambitious work, and it ain't cheap. This is SRN News.